Welcome to the number one fintech news podcast by Marcel Van Oost, connecting the dots in fintech.
Hi, welcome to another episode of our daily fintech podcast. This podcast episode is sponsored by Qantas, the European leader in banking as a service. Qantas is proud to deliver ProcessPay, a brand new standalone processing solution ready to cater for any organization's card processing needs. To find out more, visit www.qantas.com today. The news highlight of the day is Green Dot expects to benefit from the fintech crunch. Green Dot Corporation is seeking opportunities from the economic pressures on the fintechs it competes against, while providing services for consumers needing ways to manage their cash flow. For the quarter ending June 30th, Green Dot reported revenue of $362.8 million, down 2% from a year earlier. Fintech news, done deal. SPAC Global Star Acquisition files for an $80 million IPO, targeting fintech and proptech. The company plans to raise $80 million by offering 8 million units at $10. At the proposed deal size, Global Star Acquisition would command a market cap of $106 million. Partnerships. Nets and ITMX partner. Singapore's payment services group, network for electronic transfers, and Thailand's key interbank payment infrastructure, National ITMX, partner to facilitate inbound and outbound cross-border payments between Singapore and Thailand. Ranax expands Visa's partnership to North America. Under the expanded agreement, Visa will introduce financial institutions to Ranax's digital capabilities, helping direct lenders provide easier access to much-needed capital for SMEs and to solve complex processing issues currently in SMEs' credit underwriting. Licenses. Luno wins registration battle with the French authorities. London-based Luno said on Tuesday that it had registered for a digital asset service provider license by French regulators. The DASB registration will allow Luno to offer its digital assets custody purchase and sales of digital assets and exchange business directly to its French customer base. 3S Money has received its EMI license from the Commission de Surveillance du Secteur Financier in Luxembourg. The new license will enable 3S Money to provide local European IBANs and cross-border payment solutions to European businesses. Fintech innovation. Yapily launches virtual accounts to bring more transparency to real-time payments. Yapily virtual accounts enable merchants and payment service providers to create multiple accounts to collect local payments, initiate instant payouts and refunds, and streamline reconciliation, all through a single API. State Farm is to offer payouts into PayPal accounts through Digital Pay. Claims can be reviewed, approved, and paid digitally. Customers can choose their payout method, which can be sent to a debit card directly to a customer's bank account or certain digital wallets, such as PayPal. Digital banking news. Banking solutions. Visa launched Visa Eco Benefits in Asia Pacific. Eco Benefits is a suite of sustainability-focused solutions that will help Visa cardholders across the region better understand the environmental impact of their day-to-day payments. Partnership. Monument partners with Persistent to build a digital banking platform. The partnership has already seen core banking, CRM, payment services, AML, Know Your Customer, general ledger, and regulatory reporting components built into the bank's architecture, joining its existing property investment, lending, and savings products. That's all the news for today. Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow for another Daily Fintech Podcast.
Thank you for listening, and I hope to see you tomorrow for another episode of the number one fintech news podcast by Marcel Van Oost, connecting the dots in fintech.